We're going to talk now on Radio Kerry about the news coming through about Pieta and the news that they are closing the Kerry Centre, hoping to secure a new base in Tralee, but is closing its centre in Kerry with administrative staff set to lose their jobs. With me on the line to talk about this and explain the overall restructuring of the company is the CEO of Pieta, Stephanie Manahan. Stephanie, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining me in the programme. Can you explain exactly, first of all, what's happening with Tralee and elsewhere across the country with what seems to be restructuring?
Hi, Gerry. Good morning to you and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners today across Kerry. I think what's really important here to stress, so that everybody out there who might be struggling today and who might be impacted by what we're about to talk about, is that Pieta services will stay in Kerry and will be there just as they always have been. And it's really, really important that we stress that, particularly for people who rely on our services, so that people don't get fearful that the service is going to change. What's going to change here is the location. So we don't own the buildings that we operate from. So we, of course, constantly have to review where we run our services from, the rents and the overheads associated with running our services. And so what we have been doing over the past couple of years, and it's been really, really successful in people's local communities, is that we've been running some of our services from local health centres, community centres, resource centres, and it's been really, really successful. And what that has done for us is that it's enabled us to really peel back on some of those overhead costs, the costs of running buildings, supporting the back office functions of services 6 days a week, because the majority of our services are open on a Saturday as well. And it means that we're spending the really precious funds that we have and the really precious hard supported funds that the listeners today listening to this show raise for us, that goes to that front line, to that therapy staff. So not one hour of our therapy staff will be reduced in any shape or form.
But admin staff will lose their jobs.
Unfortunately, at the moment, there's a consultation place, a consultation process in train. So I'm not going to prejudge that. But of course, that does carry the risks as we go through the consultation, and with absolute respect for all of our clerical and admin staff, because they are so important. They are that front face of welcoming people in a door. I genuinely appreciate the incredible work that they do. I suppose I have a responsibility to make sure that whilst we look after the staff as we go through this process, that actually the funds that are raised for Pieta in the main go to that front line, go to the protection of our services. And that's what we're doing here. And we're doing it, you know, successfully. And I think it's what communities who raise funds for us want us to do. I know that nobody wants anybody to lose their jobs, but we have to protect the therapy services and the frontline services.
You said the therapy will continue, but how will that continue without the admin? What will change? And can you speak to your plans to try and locate somewhere else in Tralee? Will there have to be somewhere else co-located with someone else to share costs, or will it be somewhere else at a cheaper rent in order to save money?
So what we've done really successfully is we've been able to run services from what I call serviced community locations. So in a lot of cases, they have been similar to family resource centres and different community hubs that are serviced, and then there's a far more reduced cost of running those services in those locations, which is really, really positive. And also those locations can often be in more than one community. So what we found in, for instance, in one of our services up here in Dublin, when we moved our Lucan service, we were able to move some of the staff from that service to open outreach locations in a lot of different areas, which meant that it brought the services closer to people's communities. So it gives us a lot more flexibility that we, you know, from our perspective, looking at the services in Kerry, we you know, we'd hope to be in more than just Tralee, you know, and I don't mean that, you know, in any.
But so what it that means in effect, Stephanie, is you won't have your own centre. You'll be piggybacking to do the services in other centres, which is fine, but it's just you're unlikely to have a centre like you've had in Moytowell since 2015 replaced in Tralee or in Athlone or in Waterford where you're doing the same things as part of this restructuring. Am I right in guessing that?
I suppose I think for us in Pieta, and I'm very proud to say this, we're not about bricks and mortar. We don't need to have a big glossy name on a door. What we want is to make sure that we have a therapist in a room that needs to see a client and a person and a child and an adult when they need to see us. And we don't mind where we are as long as we're local to the communities and the community can get that service, because we provide really essential crisis services. And what we hear from the people who use our services is that they just want to know we're there. And they just want to know that they can see us. And it's really important that we don't scare people today and that we reassure people.
I understand that, but what I'm asking is just in the context of what is happening for the people who fundraise every year in Darkness into Light that raises about €4 to €5 million for you. This is a restructuring plan to save around €3 million to try and cut costs to make sure that the service exists. But what can you say to those people who go out there that they'll feel, right, yes, the bricks and mortar, let's say, is closing in Tralee, but that there will be a service and it'll be available to people in Kerry who need it going forward, despite the need to restructure.
I can reassure people there will be services, that the money, and we need people to raise funds more than ever. We need people, because what we're doing here is we're stripping out all of the back office costs. We are prudently, and we're doing the right thing here, we are protecting our therapy services. Not one therapy hour is being reduced through this cost saving. Not one therapy hour is being reduced. And I know that the people who go out and fundraise for us want the money to go to the frontline services. So there will be services in Kerry. There will be no interruption to the continuity of services in Kerry. And we are really proud that last year in Kerry, we supported, through our service in Kerry, we supported over 400 people who were in crisis and who needed our support. And it's really important that anyone who is in crisis today or listening to this interview knows that we're still here and we're here for the long term. And we will always be located in Kerry. Absolutely, 100%.
Finally, Steph,
and we
this
need
change,
people to do.
It's June.
We need people to fundraise for us.
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure they will continue. Final point, it's June that the Tralee Centre will be closing.
So there's a three-month notice period that we're working through with the landlord at the moment. So that we're transitioning during that period. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stephanie, thanks very much for outlining that for us on the programme. Stephanie Manahan there, CEO of Pieta, and they have a 24-hour, by the way, crisis helpline, 1-800-247-247. If you want to donate to Pieta, you can go to pieta.ie and more information there for that.